Yep. Sad day.
You know, I used to be Native.
Yeah.
Then I took that DNA test.
23andMe ruins everything.
Ruins everything.
Yeah.
Good thing I'm not white, otherwise I'd be way more hurt.
I don't know. There's quite a bit of people who found out on 23andMe that they're not Native.
I'm still waiting for a certain someone that you know that I know to take that test and just come back to me like, I'm so sorry.
Which person are we talking about?
My uncle is on the res.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. You know.
He just happens to be living in a land dispute.
That's funny, man. Yeah, they're talking. I don't even know where the vote went. That test. But
you got to take one, TJ.
On the res, they were talking about voting for removing blood quantum for enrollment.
What's that?
So you would have to be like 100% Native.
No,
in order to be like
not 100%. 50. No, 25 or more. To be
okay, they're being generous still.
Yeah, yeah. And the reservation and White Earth, and then anything underneath
White Earth specifically.
Yeah, just that one. I mean, everywhere else they took a vote too. I don't know like if they're doing it per res or they're doing it whatever.
I mean, in my opinion, it's a good idea because I mean, like, you guys got to preserve numbers. Like, there's like how many Natives left in the country? I would make a joke in this circumstance, but I want a genuine answer because usually I'd be like, there's six of y'all left. But
it's like 0.8% or some shit like that. No, let me get the
8% of the country?
Yeah.
Out of like 300 million people?
0.8%.
0.8?
Yeah.
Out of 300 million people. I don't even know if that's an accurate number. It might be more than that now. Overpopulation's a bitch.
Hold on, Oh, that's excuse me. I underestimated it. It's actually way more than that.
TJ, can you look up the population of the U.S.?
It's actually 2.9% of the entire population.
It shrunk? Oh, I mean, I know why. Because ever since we started this podcast, Native women in particular have been getting abducted and not been found.
It's been since before then, you know.
Before that?
Yeah.
It was like a new thing when we started podcasting.
Oh, no, man. It's been going
on. Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. I guess.
Okay, give me that number, TJ.
So I don't have a current for this year, but
most recent censuses?
Last year was 331.9 million.
I was really close. Okay, let's do some math.
So 6.79 million.
You just do the math in your head?
What?
Anyways, but 6.9 million, but this is people that are like...
No, don't change the subject. How did you get that number?
He said it a long time ago. I've been doing the math in my head for the last 2-3 minutes.
Fucking calculus nerd. I'm sorry, continue.
But that's just registered, like, people who qualify, right? So there's like a ton. There's like barely anybody who's
4%. You sure it's not people who identify via the census?
Yeah, well, that too. You know what I mean? And so that's like a ton of people. Like a ton. And I think the U.S., I think the United States, I know for a fact the United States keeps tracks on all of us because that's what the blood quantum is. Like, if we get a blood quantum.
But they're not allowed to keep track of y'all if y'all are in the res, right?
No.
Like, it's total sovereign land.
No, that's a misconception. I mean, it's supposed to be, but like the federal government has control over it. Obviously, we weren't allowed to grow weed on it or do anything like of the sort. Yep. So like South Dakota voted to be legal, right?
I'm about to go grow some weed on the res.
Yeah, but South Dakota voted it to be recreational and legal just recently. But like 2 or 3 years before that, when we first started doing the podcast, in fact, I think it was Rosebud or one of the reservations in South Dakota tried to open up, dispensaries and grow their own shit. And FBI came in there and shut them down and closed the whole thing up.
In the Badlands?
On the res in South Dakota. I don't remember which one, if it was Rosebud or...
I mean, I don't mean the Badlands specifically, but that's what I call South Dakota.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they got the Black Hills, the Badlands, like they got all kinds of shit there. I like that. South Dakota's pretty
over dope. There is South Rushmore.
It's pretty out there, but it's boring as fuck.
I still have not been. We got to go this next spring, summer.
Though me and Jasper and Jamie, like, fuck, 7-8 years ago.
Oh, no, I seen them pictures.
Yeah, we took a bunch of mushrooms. Jealous. Yeah, we took mushrooms and went out there. The Badlands are dope. Mount Rushmore is dope. Anything on mushrooms is dope.
My cousin, well, not really my cousin because it's Chris's cousin, but Duke, he lived in South Dakota for a hot minute. He got a BM out there and everything, and he was like not that far from the Badlands. He was like, "Come on out here, man, it's dope." And he ended up moving right out here last summer, or two summers ago.
Damn, he just missed it. He just missed the weed. Now he's got to come here where the was it 5 milligram edibles?
You got to get that half Delta 9, half Delta 8 vape.
Yep, out of the 5 milligram edibles, you got to eat like 30 of them motherfuckers. Man,
Minnesota behind.
You ever eat? Damn, there's a cat.
There's a cat out there getting fucked up.
Get it.
He's like, not that we condone cats getting fucked up.
Cat violence. But, no, you know,
it
any
happened out there.
Any fight. Any fight I'm watching, I'm taking bets.
Get him with the ankle lock.
Yeah. Also, how was your guys' Halloween?
Of
course.
I ended up working on Halloween, but I scared like 30, 40 customers, which
yeah.
I'm proud of. You know, Lenny Lupo, he came back to the scene.
Yep.
I posted up like a mannequin. I showed you guys the,
the little video.
So I posted up like a mannequin for the people who didn't get to see it. And I basically had like something to lean on, like as a surface to like keep my arm up, like I'm in I'm a scary Halloween prop, right? And people would walk by and they would look at me, and as soon as they make eye contact with me, I'd be like, "Hey, how's it going?" Or like, "Happy Halloween." And they just, the two Asian girls that walked in, they sound like, if you know how, you know, my sister is like my younger sister. Yeah. She talks like this all the time. I imagine if she got scared, she'd just be like, "Ah!" That's what these two Asian girls did. I said, "Hey," I aggressively, "Hey, how's it going?" They're like, ah, like Michael Jackson, just. And the funniest part, it was in unison.
That's funny.
But then maybe like a few minutes later after that, these two black chicks walked in. I showed you guys this footage too. And one of them tried to slap my hand to see if I was real.
Yep.
And I held perfectly still the whole time. And she paid no mind, just kept walking. Didn't even notice my head turned as she was walking away. And I snuck up on her, and that's when she heard my keys jingle. I'm like, she turned around like, huh? Ah! And took off running.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, you got more scares at work than you did at the house.
Yeah, we did the haunted house thing. Yep. And that was fun. We only got to scare the toddler.
Yep. Yep.
And Annika.
Yeah. We had
scared Annika. I didn't scare Annika.
No, we did. TJ scared Annika. He wouldn't even come up the stairs. Okay, so remember, we dressed him up and we told him he's timeout kid, right?
Oh, that's right.
And so he was up in the corner, and then they were coming up the stairs and they closed the door. And then I heard him say, "What the hell did you say?" He said, "Mommy told me to wait here till she comes back."
Because Annika was here when we moved everything in.
Yep. So she's like, "Fuck that. I'll kill myself. I'm going downstairs."
Oh, I'm so proud of me, Chris, and TJ for making up the myth of timeout, kid. I don't even give a fuck if it's Halloween no more. Someone got to be Halloween, or not Halloween, timeout kid, at least like once a month up there. Just to fuck with them kids. Like, I should have listened to my parents.
It was pretty cool, though. We had a Halloween party. I took the kids trick-or-treating first, and then we did, like, Limbo and Monster Mash and fucking darts and bobbing for apples and yada, yada, yada.
I legit thought that peeled tomato was just a peeled apple.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
it felt like a fucking apple. That tomato was not ripe.
I was 100% okay with it beating a heart. Yeah.
Dude, I still have like red food coloring in my fucking fingernails.
Yeah, those. So yeah. So what we did was we made like a mystery box thing. There was like seven holes that you could stick your hand in and touch things, and we made up a story. Actually, I'm not kidding you. I made those up as we were walking and going through there. I was trying to like come up with some shit on the fly, and it kind of worked a little bit. Some of it I didn't know what to say. Like,
you were winging it hard as fuck. He's like, so this one, this guy, right? had a very bad fall, and
my favorite one was the one about Harvey. That one was easy to do.
Y'all could have peeled them grapes a little bit more.
No, actually, I stained through. They were peeled. I boiled them, and then the skin.
Oh, that's where you fucked up. You boiled them.
No, that's where the skin just popped off, and it made them a little bit softer.
Yeah, but they were like crab apple-esque in texture.
Oh man, they're a globe. So when we got them, they're like hard as rocks.
Green grape?
Nope.
Purple?
Black.
Ooh. Why they gotta be black? Why gotta boil the black grapes?
I had to peel that because the skin's thicker.
You know what? This ain't 1826. You can't just say shit like that no more.
Oh, so you grapes now?
I'm 10% grape according to my DNA test.
From all I know, you guys, what was it? You guys were eggplants. What was it?
No, I took my DNA test. It came back 10% grape.
Yeah.
And that explains why we like grape things.
Yep. I know this.
Yep. Tell him, TJ. You like grapes, right?
Yep. I get,
TJ's like, I fucking hate grapes.
If Sprout sits in a sauna for more than a couple of minutes, he starts to turn to wine.
It's true.
Yep. And the alcohol content.
Dude,
starts to come
out. Dude, we had a Gatorade. Remember this term? Me and my mom had this Gatorade just sitting in my fridge. We don't know who it belonged to. I'm guessing it was my sister's at some point. She ain't been in the house in forever. So we had this Gatorade just sitting in my fucking fridge for almost a year. And I'm on the phone with Jeremy, and he's like, what you doing? I was like, I'm kind of thinking about drinking this Gatorade that's been sitting in my fridge for like a year. And he says, I don't know, man. That shit might be wine by now. And I drank it. And I was joking when I drank, cause it was a bomb ass Gatorade. But when I was drinking, I was like, oh, I do taste that vinegar. It's past wine.
That is gross.
Man, good ass Gatorade, though. That shit was cold as fuck.
Bro, I'm telling you. I don't know how long that stomach's gonna hold up. You've been just doing some fucking naughty shit to it.
You remember when I used to like all the time?
Yes,
like when
eat Jeremiah shit that's like, been out for fucking
yeah,
days.
Like when Jeremiah was like little as shit, and I'd go to visit him at his mom's house, and they'd be like, "How old is this pizza?" Thinking it's like a day old pizza because anyone can eat day old pizza. And I don't even get an answer. I'm like halfway through the slice, and she's like, "Dude, that's been out there for like 10 days."
I would have been like, my response would have been like, do you like penicillin on your pizza? Fucking Sprout, dude. He does not care. He's
sometimes,
like, I'll eat around
sometimes
that mold.
If I'm hungry enough, that's the best spice to have.
Oh, man.
Hunger.
Hey, so
and
I just.
Sometimes if I'm hungrier than that, I'll eat like a homeless.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Maybe you got like some, you're like starving and your body just eats the bad bacteria too.
You see me camping. I was digging all up in that hole underneath the outhouse.
Yeah. I saw you. I was like, why do you have your hand in there?
No. We're doing a bit. It's not a real thing, TJ.
It is a real thing. It is.
TJ was like, wait, what?
He said, there was no wrapper on it. And I was like, what? He's like, there was no wrapper on this baby Ruth. And I'm like, that's not.
Here's a true story, okay? Sherm said, yo, Sprout, you're closest to the outhouse. Can you grab that Snickers I left sitting on the toilet paper? And I looked in there, and I didn't see a Snickers on the toilet paper, but I saw a Snickers in the shit part, right? But I really wanted a Snickers, so I ate it. And I came back out, and I had all the Snickers all over my face.
Oh, shit.
And I knew I was going to get busted out. And Sherm said, the fuck, man? Where's my Snickers at? And I was like, someone put it in the toilet.
Oh, kids.
Oh, God.
Oh, kids.
Oh. You know that story.
Yeah, I do. That's why I'm like, oh, kids. Oh. God damn.
I'll tell you that story later, TJ.
Please don't.
No, actually, the story I just told is based off an actual true story.
Oh, shit.
Yes, that's why I'm laughing like, extra hard inside. I'm trying not to be like, ah!
Thank God I'm not the one who actually had to go to the toilet to get that Snickers. So, Charm said he got some news for us.
Oh. It's,
Oh, hold on. Let me stop crying for a second.
It is a wee bit of news here.
I have a little bit of news, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, but sorry, that was preemptive strike.
I just saw this thing here, and now I can't fucking find it.
Oh, you bastard.
It said 1 in 5, so you know how those things go. 1 in 5 people are dying from over or excessive drinking between the ages of 20 and 49.
Kind of like how 1 in 5 dentists approve that fluoride's a thing.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Is fluoride a thing?
I don't know. What, like some kind of tooth scientist?
Yes. Yeah.
Professor.
Some kind of oral professor.
Oh, that sounds so
I found
wrong.
My new porn name.
Oral professor?
No.
Professor Oral? Tell me.
Oh.
The oral professor. This is going to be me in like an 8-hour loop of just eating things. No, even better. Oral, A-U-R-A-L. This is me on Pornhub beatboxing into pussy.
No. Oh. That's messy.
It just sounds all sloppy and shit like...
Jesus.
I'm sorry, listeners, you had to deal with my shitty ass joke.
Oh, I can't even.
Oh, I don't want to think about that.
There's a band that was around for a long ass time when me and Sherman were in high school called Savage Oral Hotbed.
Yeah.
And for like a month when Eric was talking to us about it, I thought it was like Savage Oral, like O-R-A-L. Like, what, are they sing or some shit? Savage Oral, like A-U-R-A-L. They're like stomp, but they did weird shit. Like, let's wrap this in a condom, put it in water, and then make noise.
See? There it is.
Oh, glad I'm not drinking excessively.
Yep. And, well, I mean, what is excessively? I guess... What is excessively? Is it it said it's inebriation.
Well, let's think about this. Before Prohibition, the average adult, if my memory serves correct, was drinking 90 to 95 liters a year. I average like 70. So what's really excessive?
What was the lifespan back then, though?
Worse, because there was no such thing as modern medicine. I mean, like... Modern to today's standards.
Okay, so here it is. It's defined as consuming 4 or more drinks.
Oh, in what time span?
On occasion. Hold on. Yeah. With a quarter of those doing so at least.
4 or more weekly. Drinks between what?
A day.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
My biological father... drinks like 100% more than that a day.
It says moderate
drinking.
And that
nigga won't die.
The CDC defines moderate drinking as 2 drinks or less in a day.
You know where I'm going with that.
So if you're drinking 5 or more drinks on a day, yeah. If you drink 4 to 5, that's excessive, apparently. Defined by the CDC a day.
Joke's on you, CDC. I only drink 3 to 4.
Also. Are they specific about what or how much?
A drink. So like a beer versus a shot versus like they're all.
They're not the same. Don't give me that you drive, you drink two beers is the same as drinking two shots. Don't drive shit.
No. If you drink a whole beer and you drink one shot, you feel about the fucking same.
Okay. No.
What?
No.
Yeah.
No, me and my boss.
No, you guys drink regularly.
Paul.
No, that yeah. No, Paul you guys. I don't drink at all.
He's owned liquor stores forever.
I don't drink at all, and I drink, and that's what I feel.
From one beer?
Yeah.
The same as a shot?
Yes. But that's why I drink shots.
A shot would have you tipsy.
No.
If that's the case.
No.
Let's think about this.
I drink two beers. I drink two shots.
Think about this. A shot? This shot that I just finished.
That's more than a shot. A shot is defined by 1 ounce.
This will pour into a 50 milliliter cup, which is a shot. I promise you, I have mad 50 mil shot glasses at home. A normal semen-ass shot glass is 50 milliliters.
Oh, yeah. We did shots of sake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got to do that again.
So this is 80%. I'm sorry. 40% alcohol by volume. A beer, most on average, unless you're drinking like some kind of pale ale, 5% by volume. By volume. 5%? So you're drinking. Okay. So you're drinking a beer about this size,
right? That's a double. Defined by here, it's a double.
What do you mean a double?
A 44 milliliter. How many is that?
50.
Yeah. That's between a double and a single.
Then why does everything that I buy this size pours perfectly into a 50 milliliter glass?
Because that's what I'm looking at here. The standard shot is a 44 milliliters. And that's like...
Oh, so they pour your shot maybe... eighth of an inch below the top of your shot glass. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. But my whole point is that's what I feel. And that's just off of this. And if I drink a whole beer, I feel bloated and buzzed.
But even 44 milliliters of 80 proof alcohol is still way more alcohol than a 16 ounce beer.
Well, they're defining by a beer. So if you're drinking 5 beers, then you're fucking excessive drinking. And you're drinking shots, so you're definitely excessive drinking.
Me no, never.
Me no, never.
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 No. I mean, I'm still alive. And I'm past the age of 40.
Oh, my God.
There's a problem is that people who drink excessively, mm-hmm. who don't do shit with their lives, have shitty bodies. Look at my biological father.
I beg to differ.
He
I beg
do
to
shit
differ.
Except for drink. And how many times he had to go to the hospital?
I don't know.
A lot. A lot. I do too much, and my metabolism is a gift from the heavens.
And that's your fucking downfall. You're a gift from the heavens, dude. I'm telling you. That shit will ruin you. It ruins everybody.
It will ruin everybody.
Yeah.
But not me, because at some point I'll be like, hey, man, I got to slow down.
Yeah, I've reached that point.
I'm only drinking like this because I'm mourning. Trust me, this is the most I've been drinking consecutively since ever. Ever. I'm good. Oh, I'm man. Good. I think Sherm just tried to hit me with an intervention news post.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. I was like, should I throw this like a left hook?
I'm not Madeline.
Not yet.
I won't be.
Dude, your breath smells like Maddie, dude.
That's because I've been drinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, there's a certain smell between alcohol and then you get that sweet alcohol scent. And I'm like, that's why I was like, ah, don't go too hard in the paint. Because.
He got lost in the sauce.
You want to talk about the fucking lake again? I was barely even drunk. Me and TJ maybe had like 2 drinks each. His homeboy was like drunk as fuck before we even got to the lake. I got in the sun. The beams were hitting me. I was like, this is nice. I closed my eyes. I floated off. I thought I was keeping myself away from the weeds. I was not. That wasn't that time. No, that was that time. I grabbed some shit, and I grabbed some shit in the water. I thought it was like a fish or something, and I looked down. I was like, I'm just in the weeds. And dude said, you got lost in the sauce.
Oh, man.
And then proceeded to just paddle away.
They were in a whole boat. So first of all, when he said you got lost in the sauce, he was already like 10 yards ahead of me. He could have warned me while my eyes were closed. He let me get fucking tangled in them weeds.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm glad you didn't get so lost you fell off the damn raft. Your tube.
That tube ain't tossing me anytime soon. Not on no lake.
It's a nice
tube. Now, if the St. Croix River was high enough.
I did the exact same thing that Sprout did.
Got lost in the sauce?
But Sprout called out to me before I reached up.
Yeah, I did. I said, TJ, you're getting lost in the sauce.
Oh, my God. Yeah, nope. I passed out in the middle of the fucking street. I did all of that shit in my youth. I'm good, dude.
I got one more news thing. But before we do the news thing.
You never said your first one.
No, I have two news things. But I have this news thing. Well, one more on top of his, then another one.
Oh, okay.
But before I do this one, from my old man paper.
Goddamn newspaper.
Yeah, I got papers.
He's got
fight me.
He pays for a subscription.
I just want to have a brief conversation about the news that happened a week ago because we're getting real close to shaking the piggy bank here. Y'all heard about Pelosi's husband?
Yeah. Somebody shook his piggy bank.
No, someone broke his piggy bank. Yeah. Hammer and all. That shit's fucked up. Like, I would hate to be married to somebody who I ain't got shit to do with her job, and this motherfucker just shows up in my courtyard when I'm taking a mid-afternoon break and just... Boop, where is she? Boop, where the fuck is Nancy? Dude, that would fuck me up. Me and my boss were talking about this the other day. Like, can you imagine getting hit in the head with a hammer?
No.
Me neither.
But Jerry got beat in the head with a hammer. My grandma's boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah, he got it. That was when Jason got stabbed like 18 times and Jerry got his head beat in with a hammer and fucking... was gonna blow up the building, but
oh, you did tell me about that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What?
Oh, this happened like in the early.
But can
90s.
You yourself imagine just be minding your own business, reading like Game of Thrones in your backyard, and then this nigga just come out the trees like, ah, and just fuck you up with a hammer?
Not with a hammer, but with like a stick.
Like I often imagine throwing tire irons at people, not like actually physically hitting them with them, but like. There's been times where I've had beef with people in the past, maybe like 20 years ago, where I'm like, man, if I catch him when I got a flat tire, I'm going to hook this iron at his ass.
That's an oddly specific situation.
You told me that you were coming for those knees.
No. Tony's different. I was gonna Nancy Kerrigan a nigga.
Tink.
But that's different. But... But I can't imagine just be getting hit in the head with anything like a hammer, tie iron, fucking, what was that shit in that TikTok where it was like a, not an Arizona, it was a, like a White Claw, no, it was a Twisted Tea. Can you imagine getting hit with a fully non-open, just bap, Twisted Tea, and that shit just explodes on the side of your head? Have you seen that video?
No.
I was watching that during the ad break. This dude... So his white dude was getting in his nigga's face, right?
Yeah.
And he kept saying, like, you know, he kept, you know, like, oh, blah, 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 nigga. Blah, 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 nigga. And the black dude wasn't having it. Like, call me a nigga one more time. He's like, what you gonna do, nigga? And he pushed him. And black dude dropped his Twisted Tea. He was like, yeah, pick that shit up, nigga. And when he picked it up, he said, "Blash!" And the can just evaporated, nigga. It just, "Blah!"
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, we're going to shake the piggy bank, and I got one news story that I haven't even read yet, but it's the headline alone got me titillated.
Titillated? Is it really that exciting?
It's a little exciting.
Are you going to pull out your bifocals and warm up a cup of coffee?
No, that's what we got TJ for. He's young.
Yes, pull out his monocle.
Yeah, because I only got one good eye. This one's glass.
You proved it yesterday.
When my friend died, I decided I'm going to have a glass eye too.
Oh, it was so creepy.
Well.
Okay, let's shake this piggy bank.
Yes, shake it.
Who's got some change?
I don't. I'm broke.
I actually do.
Shake it!
Oh, we're gonna wait for the change.
No, we're not. We'll be back. Yeah, shake it. Oh, no, you dropped it. Shake it. Don't drop it.
You're supposed to shake
Come
the
on,
change,
baby. Shake
man.
It. Shake that piggy bank.
Yeah.
Mm.
We shook it. Mm. It was shaking. Mm. Yep. Everybody, we shook it, and now it is shaketh. Mm. It is shaketh.
That pig got fat ass.
What is that word I'm looking for? It shook.
It
is shook.
The bank has been shooken.
Yep, the bank has been shaken.
I promised more news. And yep. Wait, what the fuck?
What?
I'm sorry, give me 1 second.
What?
I didn't program one thing.
Oh. Oh, he didn't program one thing.
1 second. Okay. As I was saying, I have more news.
1 whole second. Oh, okay, he programmed it finally.
Yeah, I had to fix my button.
Yeah.
So anyways, slurs swamp Twitter as Musk takes helm.
Yeah.
I knew it was happening. That South African son of a bitch, he was going to do it, and he did it. He was like, no apartheid in my hometown, no apartheid in Twitter.
Yeah.
An emboldened cast of anonymous trolls spewed racist slurs and Nazi memes onto Twitter in the hours after billionaire industrialist Elon Musk took, that was a lot of fucking multi-syllable words there. Yeah, Elon Musk took over the social network, raising fears that his pledge of unrestricted free speech could fuel a new wave of online hate. The flood of racist posts was among most prominent signs of how how Twitter had changed in the first hours of Musk's ownership, but those who are experiencing even bigger changes, such as the restoration of former President Trump's account, will have to wait longer. New York Times, however, reported that late Sunday, Musk planned to begin laying off workers. I talked to you guys about that meme where those two guys like Ligma and Johnson. He's Ligma Johnson emoji. Fuck that guy, right? He's going to ruin Twitter for me. I have to go back on Facebook. I can't even read the rest of this. Facebook. It's the big one.
Do we just let him die?
Y'all got my plot reserved, right?
Yeah. I don't have anything.
Put me in the woods.
Yep.
Let the wolves eat me.
Now, that I can do. I could totally just like drag you in the woods.
So long story short, Twitter about to be real fucked up again.
You know what's funny is how long has he owned it? For like a couple of few days now?
Not even. It's been like 3 days.
Yeah. So I mean, shit. Reality is like I haven't seen anything different than what I normally see on Twitter, which is great. But eventually, there's probably going to be fucking trolls out there trying to get into everybody's shit.
Well, you remember when Microsoft put out that first AI on Twitter and it immediately became racist?
Dude.
Like, the Nazis were right.
Hey. I'm not lying. 100%. I'm doing a social experiment on Twitter. I have another account and I'm making it like, I haven't done anything like post like, oh, Trump was right, right? But I'm following like all these other people and I'm seeing.
He's got a sex bot account.
Dude, no. A sex bot. That, every account I got has like 100 sex bots on it.
It's like 80% of my followers, I guarantee. I'm almost at 1,000 followers, and I guarantee only 200 of them are people I know.
Dude, I'm not even kidding you. It's an everyday fucking thing. On Twitter, I'm getting followed by a damn sex bot. Yeah, see, like, look at this. Every fucking day.
I don't even want to show you mine. Because it's all like, it's either notifications to shit I've already said, or bot. And then, you know what's funny? You ever click on them sex bots? Like, not to follow them, but like, just to like, look at their profile. So their profile picture never the same picture as what's in their media tab.
You know,
it's hilarious to me. Like, you ain't fooling me. Not all white people look alike.
The reason I have those followers is because, like, in the beginning, I used to just follow everybody back regardless. Like, they would follow me. I just follow back regardless. And now,
oh yeah, back in like 2005, I was doing the same shit. I'm pretty sure I'm still following.
I'm like still new to like Twitter and shit. Well, not now, but like back.
He's still kind of new.
Yeah, still kind of new. I'm like,
he still won't even update our Twitter for us. I gotta do it.
Yeah, it's so much work.
We hired your sister to update our Twitter, and she stopped doing it.
Dude, it's a lot of work to remember to be social on media. I'm not even kidding you.
I have to do it for my job.
Yeah.
I have to run my stores social media. Thank God that I'm really good at posting on Twitter a lot. Otherwise, our store's Twitter would have been just in the shadows somewhere because nobody else is doing it but me.
Right.
Facebook. Our store's Facebook is the only reason I'm on Facebook. And let me tell you something real quick. Since we're talking about social media, running social media for my store on Facebook specifically has been the biggest breath of fresh air on Facebook I have ever had in my life. Fuck my personal Facebook. Fuck my artist profile. BC Liquors Facebook gives me peace because all I get is sensible responses and sensible questions, and I get to give sensible answers. Right. And I don't have to talk about anything in my personal life. It's all about my job. And here's the thing. I don't have to look on BC Liquors because my personal like Facebook is tied to that Facebook, but like I don't ever have to like go to my timeline when I go to work anymore and like see the bullshit that I used to see, like, oh man, help me bail so and so out, or the government took my babies, or these niggas ain't shit. It was like, well, maybe you shouldn't be fucking with ain't shit niggas, like.
Yeah. Yes. Facebook is just like the worst fucking place ever.
It's a fucking den of plebeians, and I'm done.
Most of the people on there are like friends and family, or acquaintances and shit like that. It's always drama. It's always something on fucking Facebook, and I don't align my views with most of the people on there.
My family, perfectly civilized on Facebook. My friends, most of them, like you, and you. And, you know, like a few others, perfectly civilized, right? Like Q and everybody else, but like all the other unmentionables that I'm not going to bring up right now that I've known from like times past, like they just be too open with they shit. Like
my family too.
I don't hang my dirty laundry. I hang my laundry out to dry.
Right. Well, you know, I got like most of my immediate family, it's not them. And it's not even like my secondaries, like my cousins and everybody else. It's the people that are related outside of that. And they all have these views because they all live out in the sticks, or they live out there, or they're super religious or this or that. And then they got these really crazy views.
Oh, you got
views.
A healthy mixture of relatives. So, like, it's different. Like, you got motherfuckers in Boston. You got motherfuckers in Isanti.
Yeah,
and
we got
motherfuckers in Monticello.
Mexican, Cuban, and black, fucking all different races in my family.
So you got, like, this, like, clusterfuck of beliefs where like I don't have to deal with that as much. My problem is when shit goes down, as far as like when cops kill a nigga and when then we riot and shit burns down in the street and shit, like I mean, I won't say we specifically, but like when like people riot, a lot of my family is old heads, so they'd be like oh well, you know, y'all shouldn't have been doing this, that, and the third. And I was like, and everybody else is like, well, we feel justified for doing it. And we even had, like, I forget her name, but there was, like, a whole YouTube video of her explaining, like, why these things happen. You know what I mean? Because it's not about the things that you get out of it. It's about the fact that, like, you're hitting something that you could never have, which is corporate affluence or, like, the ability to make any change in any socio-economical situation, right?
Right.
So,
that's an illusion.
Yeah.
That's a fucking... They make us feel like we have a fucking choice in anything. Even this voting shit, we don't have a fucking choice in nothing. And that's why I don't even believe in a two-party system, the Democrat-Republican shit, because, like, it doesn't matter. Because everybody's already made their mind. They have these fucking meetings with corporations, and they're deciding what's going to be.
Not everybody. That's why I pick and choose who I vote for. But, like, there are those.
Yeah, but they're not. They're ineffectual.
There are way too many people who are who've been infected by neoliberalism.
They're ineffectual. That's what I, like, just political people in general. You know what I mean? Because, mm-hmm. like, 90% of them become lobbyists. And that right there is a fucking nail in the coffin.
That's why if I ever did politics, I would just go no higher than City Hall.
Like, politics or, is just, city council, oh, man. I mean. It makes me sick to think that everybody has, like, this illusion that we have a choice and options.
It really only goes up to your city council members. And after that, that's it.
Yep. It's crazy.
You can write your congressman all you want. I used to do it all the time in high school. You know. TJ, I'm not even making this shit up. I used to write my congressman like every month because crime in the 90s was so bad.
I couldn't
believe
it.
And I just wanted to be safe. And so I wrote my congressman, like my mayor, everybody. Like, I went up the chain. Like, fix this shit, man. Like, I just want to have nice things like everybody else, right?
Yeah.
And I never got a response.
Of course.
I never got like a sticker.
Never
even like thanks for writing your congressman kind of thing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. For 4 years straight, because that's what I was taught in high school. Write your congressman and things will get better. I turned like 20, 21 after I got the army and I was like, I'm done. Done with all this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the craziest shit, man. I remember that. Like, just like when in high school, and I was like,
this man came to my house and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, writing my congressman.
I couldn't believe it. It was like, wait, he's really doing this? And I'm like, in my head, because I, like, where I grew up, we didn't believe in that, in like the government already, you know? So I was like, his voice is not going to be heard, not just because he's a black guy and he's young, but because they don't give a fuck about what we're doing or what we're upset.
I never gave away about who I am, except for my name, which, I mean, I guess my first name, Jermaine, is going to give away a lot of clues, right? Like,
oh, I got a story to tell you after that. Go ahead. Keep going.
But, like, I just wanted to be a part of the system, you know, like to make a difference.
Yeah.
And at the time, ain't many niggas in politics, so it was really hard to do that shit. Ain't many niggas in politics now.
Yeah. No, here's the thing. Like, I'm negative towards this whole political shit, but doesn't mean that I don't believe that there can be a change or that something's going to happen to the point where, you know, people are getting upset, obviously. You know what I mean? And there's going to be a change. There has to be a change.
There has to be. There has to be a term requirement. Like, you can't just be incumbent until you're 80.
No.
That makes zero sense to me. Why have we had the same senator since I've been born?
That makes
no fucking sense to me.
It's like the rate of play in
there. Who's
our
senator anyways?
I mean, our senator is I
not just
even,
senators. Judges. Not just senators,
other,
judges.
Other states. What's his name? McConnell. He's like 105 years old.
The fuck?
He's not really 105, but he's old as fuck. Mitch McConnell's old as fuck. He looks like a dinosaur.
That one that kind of looks like a turtle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Why is he still in office?
I don't know.
Dictating what should be right for America when, like, everybody is younger than him.
What happened to Bernie?
If you're old enough to retire, if you're old enough to cash in your para, if you're 65 years old, right?
Yeah.
You should just be out the game. You're old enough to be president at 35. Or is it 40? No, yeah, 35.
Yeah, it's 35.
Is it? I can't remember what it was. Hold on, let me look that
35
up.
35 or 42?
TJ, you're supposed to be looking that up.
I know that certain offices you could be 35, certain offices you could be 42. All I know is that you're still a young adult when you become president. Clinton being the youngest one. So, he was like 45 when he became president? Some shit like that? All I know is that we shouldn't have nobody older than, I'd say 48. 50 at best in office. Yeah, except for Bernie Sanders.
I think in the
50s. Except for Bernie Sanders. Everybody pray to Bernie after Sanders. He is our new Lord and Savior.
After retirement age. After retirement age, it should be the limit.
Be at least 35 years old.
Okay. I think retirement age should be the limit. Honestly. Because we got.
Except for Bernie Sanders.
Even the burn man, man. I feel like, okay, so check. Look at every president that's ever been in office. If you look at when they went in and when they came out,
they age
so fucking fast. Super hard.
Oh, they age hard as fuck. Look at Obama.
Yep.
That man looked like he was my age.
Yep.
And then like 8 years later, he looked like he was like, I mean, black dog crack, so I'm going to say my dad's age, but you get my point.
Yes. Yep. That shit is crazy. But yeah, like the Supreme Court, right? I can't remember. Was it like 15 or 18 years is like what they're supposed to have their seats for?
No, they just sit there.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there's some craziness going on where people are allowed to hold seats for a lot longer than they should, you know? I don't know. I think Supreme Court should be at least 10 years max, maybe 12. We got to line it up with
Let's think about it with the midterms and all that shit.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got to line it up with other
stuff. We
got
to line it up by twos or fours.
Otherwise, shit ain't going to get done.
I'd say Supreme Court every 16 years.
I'm going to say 12, but 16 is a good number.
16 is a nice round number.
18 is where it's at now. It's supposed to be 18. 16 is
four terms.
Yeah, but what's what I'm saying? Like, maybe three terms. 18
is like... Four and a half.
Yeah, that they have 18 years max. I think they're supposed to have 18 year max terms.
That ain't happening.
Oh, at least I think. I don't know. I should look. I'm talking shit. Hold on. Let me look this. TJ, look that up.
TJ is gonna look that up.
Look the Supreme Court. How long they can hold Supreme Court?
We've got our live looker upper on the street. It's TJ. Yeah. What do you have for us?
Yeah, he's still looking.
He's still looking.
Man. That is crazy.
So let me tell you that I'm still stained by blood capsules.
I see that. It looks like you got fucking bruised in the
chest. It's not coming out my skin, bro. I've been washing and washing. It's not coming out. I have become blood capsule. looks like I got fucking ringworm.
TJ looked like he got murdered when he was laying up against the door, like blood pouring out of his mouth, blood all over his shirt.
I want to keep that shirt. I still have it in my house, the shirt with the blood capsule juice on it. I want to wash it, but I have to wash it by itself because otherwise I don't know what the fuck's going to happen to the rest of my clothes.
A bunch of pink clothes and shit. Like, hey, it's in. Oh, TJ,
The Constitution states that justices shall hold their offices during good behavior. This means that the justices hold office as long as they choose and can only be removed from office by impeachment.
Okay, so, yeah. There we go. I guess 18 years don't mean shit.
Deborah! Find me a different opinion. She ain't gonna do it because we all know that I was right.
Yeah. That is ridiculous. I'm that see what I mean? Indefinitely, for real, bro. Like, that is ridiculous.
How you think Roe v. Wade got overturned? A bunch of dinosaurs were just like,
yeah, exactly. We got dinosaurs who are irrelevant at this point. Like what I'm saying, the retirement age. Mm-hmm. Retirement age. If they're retired, you know what I mean?
I mean, if all you got time for in your elderly life is taking pills and maybe like soap operas, maybe you shouldn't be handling law.
Maybe they should be like a political advisor up to a point where they don't have any
clout. If hospice is in your future.
Most of them things, them people are kept alive by machinery already.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Cheney back in the day when he was like, robot heart?
we should invade the Middle East.
It's so crazy. Shot that one guy in the face, and he was like, apologize.
Real shit. He said, you should apologize.
I'm sorry, oh, I shit. Got in the way.
Remember that Family Guy where Chaney was like the greeter at Walmart, and he was just like, go fuck yourself. Go fuck, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yep. I love that shit. Man. Well.
Ooh. I have a quick, TJ, set a 30-second timer.
30-second timer.
I have a quick bit that I planned inadvertently on my way here. In 30 seconds, I want you to list as many things that people do that are your pet peeves.
30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Write a list.
Once TJ starts the timer, huh?
Write and just start saying
no,
it?
No, you don't write a list. You say it right when TJ starts the timer.
Just right off the top of my head.
Right off the top of your head.
Okay.
Wait, what? I couldn't multitask right
now. You got 30 seconds set?
Yeah.
That's all I need. Okay. Make sure you set it after he's done for 30 seconds for me. And if we're gonna do you beat because you're here.
So
basically, you're gonna have to. Actually, you have to know. In 30 seconds, you have to list as many things that bother you that people do, pet peeves that people do that bother you.
Okay. So, are you gonna hit the timer?
No, you can't. Hit the timer. You don't have time to think.
Okay. No. Chewing with their mouth open. Fucking littering gets on my fucking nerves. People who just wait for their turn to talk and don't listen. Angry people who are just mean to everybody. Those rich ass white dudes when they talk down to people, but they talk nice to people who can do things for them.
You speak so well.
Thank you. That right there is a pet peeve. People thinking that I'm speaking Spanish to me immediately. Spitting in my house or spitting in like near me or around me. Talking loud in quiet places. Farting near my face or around me.
Is it 30 seconds yet?
That's why I'm like wondering. Oh no! We read the timer.
You just set a timer, not a stopwatch.
What?
I didn't set it.
You didn't set it.
I set a timer. Oh,
I'm giving you. You listed 9 things. I'm giving you 7.
Okay. Oh, I was gonna keep going.
Is the timer set now?
Yes.
All right, start it. Motherfuckers who don't know how much money they have. Actually, I'm sorry. Reset the timer. This is the only time I ask for a reset. You
come
ready?
No. Tell me when to go. Just let it go.
People who know how much money they have, but ask for things that cost too much. Motherfuckers who are mean because they don't know how retail works. Motherfuckers who think that I have to hold their hand and show them where things are. People who ask me for change after I tell them I don't carry cash.
0.
Shit, I gave you 7.
Why are you still not making sound?
That's funny. I'm like, pet peeve.
Okay, I'm setting my timer to you. Hang on.
Breathing. People breathing too loud. People making dad noises. People smelling. People looking at me. People talking to me. People.
Motherfuckers who look at me kindly.
People that don't use their blinkers.
30 seconds starts.
Oh my god, that's mine.
30 seconds starts now. One
is a pet peeve. Don't work
four,
with TJ.
By the way,
the shit my sisters do.
Two.
Yeah. TJ's pretty chill.
TJ be letting shit slide.
Say, yeah, nothing bothers me.
Time. My man had to think long and hard about that shit too. Like, everybody at work and my goddamn sisters. Other than that, I'm great.
He's like, I don't give a fuck. Oh man. Well,
anything else anybody want to talk about?
I have. Has it been over an hour?
Almost an hour.
Oh, I was like thinking we
got 5 minutes. We got 5 minutes. One for the plug and one for the load.
What is
and one and three extra because the plug and the load.
Three extra phones. Because the plugs can't find out about each other. Otherwise, you know. It's...
Have you been charging on me?
Yeah. He's going to wake up with scratches all over his car. Cheater.
Sprouts had an Android the whole time.
Yes. Yeah, actually.
Oh, yeah, we talked about the hammer thing. Never mind.
The hammer thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I thought I came in hot with some news.
I know. I was like, what is this? This is something. I know what I am doing for my birthday, and I cordially
invite you. Man, your birthday ain't even, like, wait.
It's January.
Yeah, so I gotta plan. It's like 2 months away.
I gotta plan ahead, otherwise motherfuckers be busy.
I'm never too busy to eat mushrooms with you on your birthday. And that's all you do on your birthday, really. So, like, to mean you got plans.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, probably. Oh, fuck, you know what I'm doing Friday?
Oh, you know what I'm doing for your birthday?
What?
I'm buying myself a Jedi cloak.
Aha. I'm getting a lightsaber.
Oh, yeah, we should get lightsabers.
Yep. That's what I was saying, what I'm doing on Friday. Guess what I'm doing on Friday? I'm going to see Alice in Chains and Smashing Pumpkins at the XO.
Why is it always going to be the Friday where I have to work the next day?
I don't know.
And why didn't you tell me this sooner?
Because I just found out I was going to go.
Because I just found out I have 2 hours of vacation time left.
Holy shit, you're...
COVID and my dad dying fucked my whole vacation time up, man. My vacation and my sick time. I can't not work for shit.
Yeah, you got to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can't be missing no days.
You know who else got to go to work?
What?
TJ.
Yep.
If he want to inherit his fake dad's business.
Man. That's a lot. That's a lot to live up to. You know what? My dad tried to get me to fucking go back to work for him just recently.
How'd that go?
I was way too busy to help him. Like, I got so much work to do and...
What would have paid more?
I don't think my dad could afford what I'm making now.
Well, because he's doing foreman type shit now. He ain't actually doing the work, right?
Yeah, because my dad's, like, retired. He's doing estimates. He's just trying to get me to help Jasper and everybody else, and
so he can have the foreman money.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. Probably not.
Should have pointed him my way. I might have had some free time, maybe.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, it was this job right up here. You know that Ace fucking Hardware in Robbinsdale,
mm-hmm.
the store right behind it was that small engine store. Mark bought that, and so he's like remodeling the inside of it.
Me and TJ would have spruced it up nicely.
Spruced it up.
Wait, it's not Wellna no more?
No, it's Wellna. He bought that building. He already owns the hardware.
If he bought it, it's not Wellna then, because no. Wellna owns another building over there over south.
Yeah, no, he owns that one in Robbinsdale. That's Wellna Hardware, but the building across the alley that was right there was a small engine shop.
Oh, the
shop.
Other one, yeah.
Yeah, he bought that, and he's remodeling that.
With the Ski-Doos and shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So now it's
I know what you're saying is.
It's a Wellness. Yep. Mark Wellna. I've done a lot of work for that dude. Like a lot.
Next time you talk to your pops, you tell them I said what up.
My dad?
But not, yeah, but not in those words.
They're up. They're tell up them north. I said
honorable sailor son.
They're up there hunting right now.
Konnichiwa. I know. I don't want to go. I'm mad because I don't got no time to do it unless. We can still go. We talked about this before. I can still go on like my week, one of my weekend off, right?
Yeah, you can come with me when I go up to the res.
When?
I don't know. I'm gonna go up all the time. I'm gonna try to go up at least 2-3 times.
Not this weekend, but the next one.
Yeah.
Can we go then?
Let me. Yeah, I think we can actually.
I'm about to punch the fuck out of deer.
them deer are gonna wreck you.
That deer will fuck me up. The deer in my lawn when I'm just trying to get into my house want to fuck me up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, sorry, deer, just trying to go home. They're like, doing some bullshit.
Yo, so what we're gonna probably end up doing since it's so warm is we're gonna have to endurance run these bitches.
What you mean?
So
just get on the four wheeler and go?
No. We're going to have to go to an active spot, find them, and chase them down because...
Am I going to have to go to the bog?
We're going to have to walk around bogs, yeah.
Am I have to go through that fucking bog that almost killed the two of us?
We'll stay away from that one, but there's plenty of other ones.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, the one south of the campsite?
Yes.
Fuck that bog.
The infinite bog, the one.
That shit eats everything, TJ. It swallowed 18,000 trees.
Yeah, we've stuffed tons of whole trees down.
Put the grandfather tree in there, you'll never see it again.
That's a big tree.
It's a big tree. And the bog will fuck it up.
Yeah.
I got pictures of that tree. I'll show them to you. They're on my computer, not on my phone. But I'll show them to you later on.
Yeah, it took like 3 or 4 of us to put our arms all the way around it like this, holding hands. Yeah, that was like 4 of us. Yeah. That's a wide ass tree.
Sharon took me to that tree and he was like, check it out. And I was like, it's a big tree. Like, it's huge. Like, I wanted to hug it and I couldn't. I just couldn't. Not with my own body.
It was like the Dooku tree and shit.
It's the Deku tree.
Deku tree.
It's big. Damn. It's wide as fuck. It's the oldest cedar pine in the whole fucking forest.
Yeah. I guarantee you. It is. Because if you look around at all of the other trees around the entire forest, like even just them near them, no one is as big as that one. Not a single one. And then if you look around,
there's a whole bunch of loggers that coming in, Christmas tree it up for rich white people.
But they can't get up
cedar pines.
They can't get up to that point because it's like a peninsula that goes way up high on both sides.
There's like 2 lakes between it, basically.
Yep. And so it's like really inaccessible for them to get. They'd have to go through all that other shit, the thick brush.
Only when we went, we went on a four wheeler in that like the narrow ass peninsula. And we had to basically like move branches. We had to like ride slow as shit because otherwise them trees would have fucked us up. Because there was a bunch of fallen trees, a bunch of long ass bushes, and it was a journey.
Yeah,
but it was worth it because that tree, I would fuck that tree.
that tree fucks you.
That tree, I will let that tree fuck me.
In Soviet Russia.
In Mother Russia, tree fuck you. But hey, thanks for listening, you guys.
Yeah.
As always, I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
That's TJ.
Yep. And
TJ.
He said, I'm TJ.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, I'm tired, dude. I got things I gotta do in the morning.
All right, but can we do like a quick house song before we get out?
Which one?
Any house song. I'm gonna fuck it.
Let's do it. Oh, who got the lyric? Who gonna drop the hot one? Who gonna drop the hot one?
If you're gonna be my lover, gotta be my best friend. Never, friendship never end.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. For that, it could just very well end.
Yeah, I think we're done being friends. This is the very last podcast for Nuclear Playground.
I can't do you anymore. If you're gonna be my mother.
Okay. All right. I can't remember which one actually does like the cool sound we did for Top of the Morning. So I was gonna do this cool ass bass. But somebody close out.
Out. Out. Out. leaving, we leaving, I'm leaving, I'm going. See you later, goodbye, motherfucker, peace out.
What in the butt? What in the butt? All right, y'all, peace out. Peace.